God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar. You will see the Bible come alive as you see the centuries unfold before your eyes. Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood, co-founder of Conservative Theological University, will present a 7,000-year world history and Bible timeline, revealing God's world history, past, present, and future. Recommended for pastors, Christian school teachers, Bible students, and homeschoolers. It all happens Saturday, August 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A light lunch will be provided. Registration is $99 and includes syllabus, lecture, and the light lunch. You will never view the Bible in the same way after you attend this powerful, informative seminar presentation. It's God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar with Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood. Saturday, August 27th. Register now. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe each and every one of us need to be cognizant of and understand where we are and what we need to do as Christians, conservatives, and patriots. We need to be aware of what God's Word says in view of what's taking place in society today. I contend that multitudes see these things happening, but cannot place them in a category to understand. This is the reason I say we need to have a central biblicist worldview. And I've had people say, well, what does that mean? It means that everything that happens on a societal level, we analyze it, scrutinize it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? See, God's given us His Word to understand what is taking place and to fathom what we need to do and say. By the way, this is the reason it's so important, I believe, for everyone under the sound of my voice to register for the God's 7,000-Year Kingdom timeline that my wife will be doing this coming Saturday, 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock, half hour out for a lunch break. The $99 fee covers your lecture, the syllabus, and for the light lunch. To understand what's happening in society, you need to have a full picture of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I've said many times, and I'll parrot what my wife has said so often, that many pastors do not have the handle on the Word of God to know where to place something in the right category, the right time frame, and in the right context to be able to interpret it. And I say that this seminar is vital for pastors, for Christian leaders, for Sunday school teachers, for deacons, for those that's involved in teaching in Christian academies, for those that are Christian school teachers, and for the homeschool organizations. You need this seminar to be able to get a handle on the Word of God. So let me encourage you to do that. That way, as we speak about these issues, as on this broadcast today, you're able to better understand what's happening and why it is taking place and categorize it in such a way that you'll be able to fathom it based on the written, revealed Word of God. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. I've done quite a bit of thought, and I've been troubled for quite some time. That I have relatives and friends who are college educated, but yet they vote for a communist BLM agenda. They vote for, of course, a gay, transsexual. They vote for all of that. But yet, Dr. Youngblood, I have to think about what could I say to them that would shock them or wake them up. But am I wasting my time that really these people have a reprobate mind, that they don't have the capacity to understand what I'm trying to say, that you can't be associated with that type and you can't sign on with these perverse groups?
Well, Tom, you're exactly right. Because when you study the text in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through about verse 32, in particular verse 24 through 32, where God has turned them over to a reprobate mind, and when you study that term, reprobate mind, we need to understand what that means. And it is something that most people have not analyzed and come to grips with. Reprobate mind means to be depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost mind, unruly. And when you look at the verse 30 and 31, when it talks about what a depraved mind is, a reprobate mind, it makes it very, very clear. And I've simply said, we have the responsibility as Christians, speak the truth in love, share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, lay out what God's word says, and we cannot force someone to make a determination to change or to receive it or to embrace the word of God. But we have the responsibility to put it out there. And then my position is, if they refuse to hear it, shake the dust off your feet, walk away from it, and leave it alone. There are people out there today that they have become so blinded by the demonic lie that they have believed a lie, and as a result of that, they have believed the lie, and they are blinded because they believe the lie. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, 8, and 9 is very clear about that. So you're exactly right. We have the responsibility of trying. We have the responsibility of presenting the truth. But we do not have the responsibility of forcing someone to accept the truth.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I have a neighbor who has Down syndrome, and I sure wouldn't try to sit down and talk to him about the theory of relativity, because he just doesn't have the mental capacity. And I'm thinking these people that vote for a leftist candidates, they don't have the mental capacity. They just don't have the ability. They think they're doing right, but that's the furthest thing from the truth.
Absolutely. In fact, these that you're talking about, what I call the Socialist Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, it has become a religion with them that they think that through climate change policies and through the agenda that they have about the transsexual, transgender, et cetera, the sexual dysphoria, the LGBTQ agenda, and the abortion agenda, they think somehow, some way, they're saving the planet. But they have been totally blinded. They're totally deceived. It's a demonic lie that they're believing. And so we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following. And so as Christians, we need to be fully armored. We need to have on the whole armor of God that the scripture talks about in that same text in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, if we're going to do battle with the enemy. And we are fighting a real enemy, and that real enemy is called Satan and all of his demons. And so, Tom, we need to keep on hanging on to the truth of the Word of God. But thank you, brother, for your call today. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Go ahead with the question, the comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. One of the things that I wanted to mention that has happened in our country as a result of Dr. Anthony Fauci's leadership, I say that very sarcastically, is that the suicide rate is, especially among young people, is very high in this country right now. There have been a lot of families touched by a person who has either attempted suicide or tried to, or has actually been able to commit suicide. And I wanted to bring that. But the talk about the reprobate mind, I had a conversation with a young man the other day, and it was just kind of a happen-so conversation the way we ended up into it, but it talked about the election. And he said he was going to go observe the election. And I said, well, wonderful. Make sure nobody cheats, okay? And I started to turn and walk away. And he says, oh, that doesn't happen. and I said, well, I know that in Pennsylvania they got back more ballots than they mailed out, okay? So, and then he goes, oh, yeah, and in Arizona and all the places Trump lost, right? That didn't happen. It never happened. You need to inform yourself. And I said, I am informed. I said, I would counter that with, I think you need to inform yourself because it is happening. It's happening. It happened massively in 2020. And then I kind of turned around and walked away. And but as I walked away, I was so, like, just kind of seething, you know.
Been there, done that.
And anyway, but the talking about the reprobate mind, I heard a sermon the other day from a minister, and he was talking about the reprobate mind. But there will be people who just they will vote against their own self-interest because they refuse to see.
That's,
you know,
right.
They just refuse to see. They don't see what is happening, and I guess that's the devil who has blinded them.
Yes, it's the blinding delusion that takes place. And by the way, you touched on your conversation with that individual about the election, et cetera, et cetera. I'm looking at an article that said 2 years after the election, the United States Post Office just admits that it is finding 2020 ballots that were never delivered. It's dated August the 23rd. It says, while President Donald Trump and many others have been expressing concern over the anomalies that became evident during the 2020 presidential election, Democrats and many establishment figures in D.C. bureaucracy have expressed that it was a flawless election, nearly perfect, without any hint of failure. Now the post office, for example, in Baltimore, apparently has turned up evidence of that perfection. The city's ABC affiliate said the United States Postal Service found trays of undelivered mail. The letters were just delivered. And now the Baltimore Board of Elections is trying to understand just how that could have happened, end quote.
So, yeah, that's pretty funny, isn't it?
It is. And yet you have folks like that are saying that, you know, there was a flawless election, there was no fraud in the election, et cetera, et cetera. And yet we know without any equivocation for anybody that's listening today that's watched the movie, The 2000 Mules, we understand fully what took place, how it happened. And we do realize that we have a fraud in the Oval Office where the strings being pulled, and Susan Rice and Barack Obama are literally the acting president, and Joe Biden is simply the suit that is the front for the president's office. And so it's sad to see where we are in America. It's sad to see folks that refuse to believe. It's sad to see those, Miranda, that still contend that the vaccines are necessary and are good, and that the masks are needed and necessary. And if you don't wear a mask, you're the bad person. If you don't get the vaccination, you're the bad person. But I commend those that are maskless. I commend those that refuse the vaccination. And I commend those that are saying that we're not going to social distance or allow the federal government to make us bow or to bend or be subject to their whims and wishes. Miranda, we need to keep looking up, keep praying as Christians, and believing that God is still on the throne and that he's going to have victory in the end. We may not see it now, but he's still in control. But thank you so Amen. Much for your call. Amen. God bless
thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that in the scripture it warns us that woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We need to be aware that these things are taking place. In fact, we're finding it today, ladies and gentlemen, in the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, etc. It is an amazing thing to me that we find such things taking place that I call them thugs with badges. Here's an article that says, completely out of control, FBI whistleblowers sound the alarm on massive internal corruption in the FBI. It says many Americans view the FBI with suspicion, not respect these days. After all, its agents and officials are integral to the now debunked Russiagate collusion conspiracy that the Bureau fully created along with the Democrats against President Trump. Then, of course, there are the recent FBI raids on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in which agents purportedly searched for the government documents that Trump already had promised that they could have if they asked for them. But it gets even worse. A report in the Washington Times charges the FBI whistleblowers now have accused managers in multiple field offices across America of corruption, of cover-up, and retaliation if you speak anything about it. Current and former FBI leaders at the Bureau's office in Miami, Salt Lake City, Buffalo, New York, and New Jersey are facing whistleblower complaints, and they talk about the whistleblower complaints, and some of the complaints brings the charges against the very top, including the FBI Director Christopher Wray and others that have ignored the charges and the complaints from internal reviews. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a nation that is awash with truth, a nation that simply seemingly has no bearings or compass as to the right direction. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard, by the way, does not consider herself to be a conservative, but she says this: Biden is turning America into a banana republic where dictators have federal agencies, including law enforcement, to act as their own personal goon squads, she said. In an interview with Fox News, Jesse Waters, just a day after FBI raided President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida, rifling through Melania Trump's clothing and breaking into an empty safe, she warned Americans don't want what Biden is imposing on them. That would be an escalating, very dangerous trend of the abuse of power. These things are what happens in banana republics where dictators have federal agencies, including all law enforcement, to act as their own personal goon squads, she said. This is something that every American should be extremely concerned about. Tulsi Gabbard continued, she said, because this raid is just the latest serious escalation in this disturbing trend we've seen so of blatant power abuse by those in power to not only protect their friends, but to target their political opponents or frankly anyone who dares dissent or challenge or disagree or even question what the administration is doing. And there are numbers of examples that we can point out to not only the abuse of power within the Department of Justice, within the FBI, our law enforcement agencies, but also in all of the Homeland Security and the IRS, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding a diminishing of the respect of any of our federal agencies. In fact, one individual said we need to go in and wipe out the FBI and the IRS and just start from scratch with agencies that will have competence. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply tuck this in. One of the major problems is our House of Representatives are supposed to be the oversight agency for what takes place in these other agencies. But our elected leaders are not doing the oversight. These agencies come into power. They continue to usurp additional power, putting in more personnel with more and more power, greater and greater funding. And as a result of that, they become an entity of themselves and with their own power and controls that they will never release. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Morning. Delighted to have you call.
Yes, sir. I went to vote yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I really voted. And when I went in there, there was only one Republican candidate. I voted for him and didn't vote for anybody else. And I slid my thing into the slot. And I was like, now this is supposed to be fair voting. Why wasn't there any more Republicans? It was on this side of town, you know, downtown area. Mm-hmm. And I changed. I was a Democrat, but I voted for Trump when he ran because I don't want another Clinton in the White House.
Amen. Well, I'm thankful that you went out and voted, and I was amiss today. I wanted to talk about some of the things, too, getting our listeners to call in and talk about who they voted for, why they voted, and what they see. How did the candidates carry out their promises, and did they get elected? But I'm thankful that we still have a freedom to vote. And, yes, the voting system is wrought with major, major problems on a national basis. But I'm still thankful that we're the freest nation on the globe, and even with all of its faults and failings and fallings, that we are still a free nation. But unless we take a stand, speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen as Christians, unless we come to God, confess our sins as a nation, and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways, only then will he heal our land, according to Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. So I'm thankful for the privilege we have.
Can I say this right quick?
Yes, sir.
Our nation and our voting system is jacked up right now because of who is in the White House.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not really winning anything.
Absolutely.
He's in the basement. That's it. Okay, Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to get off so I can hear your comment.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, touching on what our caller just said, we're noticing from the top down, from the United Nations right on down to the Beltway in Washington, using big tech as the arm, we're watching a total silencing, hear me, a total silencing of we the people. I don't know about you. I probably have an average of 100, 150 emails a day and do a lot of texting. And I'm finding that about 60 to 80% of my emails that I want to forward to others are being censored, blocked, and prevented. I'm finding even with text messages, if it is something that the establishment, the system, doesn't want to go through, it is censored and blocked. I'm looking at an article that explains some of that for us. The United Nations recruited, hear me, United Nations recruited 110,000 information warriors to police the Internet. End quote. The United Nations recruited 110,000 digital first responders during the pandemic and carrying out today for misinformation on social media platforms and internet forums, according to the Global Body Communications Director. So far, we've recruited 110,000 information warriors, and we equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge about misinformation spreads and ask them to serve as kind of digital first responders in those spaces where misinformation travels. On Wednesday, the Facebook and Instagram accounts of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Children's Health Defense Funds were shut down completely. We, with nearly a half million followers for the two pages combined, Kennedy's organization has been the leading critic of the experimental COVID-19 vaccines. Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health was number one bestseller. The CHD noted the disinformation deplatforming came after the CDC quietly walked back many of their previous COVID-19 policies that CHD has characterized since the beginning of the pandemic, end quote. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that Biden has engaged all of the big tech organizations and the social media organizations to quiet anything that they deem to be disinformation. It is higher than that now on a global basis through the UN with 110,000 information warriors, as they call it, to squelch, to stop anything that they would consider to be disinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, I find that it is egregious, and yet we find that taking place on a mega, mega basis in America. It is the squelching of our First Amendment rights. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do not have the freedom of speech, if we do not have the freedom and the liberties of our First Amendment rights, we lose our right in the religious liberties. And as Christians, we ought to be vitally concerned. We ought to be majorly concerned with the egregious acts that's taking place today. In fact, I'm looking at an article. IRS faces online uproar over special agent job posting requiring the use of deadly force. Perhaps you've heard this. I've touched on it just a few days ago. An online job posting for special agents within the law enforcement branch of the Internal Revenue Services is causing a stir on social media. As Congress prepares to pass the spending bill, they've already passed the spending bill, ladies and gentlemen, a link to a job posting of criminal investigation special agents appears to have been briefly deleted on Wednesday following the online criticism of the posting's language, though it has reappeared. A key requirement for applicants, we're talking about now the IRS, the key requirement for applicants, they're hiring 87,000 new workers, ladies and gentlemen. The key ingredient is they would legally be legally allowed to carry firearms and major duties, including carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Well, now, question, who will the deadly force be used against? It will be used against any citizen that has a question about an IRS agent barging in their home with their badges flashing and their guns drawn, and someone would get a little frightened by it and perhaps pull a weapon, and they'll be wiped out, deadly force being used. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the Biden administration is arming the Brown Shirts organization, just as Hitler had. They already have some 80,000, adding another 87,000. They will make their personnel larger than about four other major federal agencies combined, and yet they will have the right to use weapons and to use deadly force if necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're finding today is the diminishing, the destruction of the morals and ethics and values in our nation. There seems to be a whole movement out of Washington and further across the nation that destroys anything that's called Christian rights and liberties, as we find in our Bill of Rights. Looking at an article that is entitled, California Sued for Trying to Force Its Morals on Churches. Listen to this. The state of California is being sued for trying to force its morals on churches in the state. Despite the constitutional concept that the government cannot demand churches to adopt state-endorsed beliefs, the lawsuit announced, this article says, the lawsuit announced it comes from the Pacific Justice Institute, which confirmed it represents three churches in San Diego County. But in the practice, Pacific Justice Institute lawsuit applies to all churches in the state and will apply to the nation's churches. They're trying to say that if a church has a child care center, then that child care center must do what is demanded by the state, and the state has the right to come in, investigate, and to peruse over the books and the records, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that according to the Word of God, warned to them that call good evil and evil good, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We need to look up, lift up our head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air, as once again, we face the issues.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.